Hi, is this Ron's number?
Yes, it is. Ron speaking.
Is it you, a lady?
Yes.
Yeah. Now, what is the problem? Can you tell me? Do you know that... Wait, first answer this one question. Do you have a counselor in your ward or you don't have?
We do have a counselor. The problem is...
What is the job of the ward counselor? What is the ward counselor's job? Because you write a letter to the mayor... And you, which you won't even bother to listen. Because the ward counselor is supposed to help you. I'm not there for service delivery. I've got 115 wards to worry about. And we don't particularly do service delivery on our own. Even I would have to jump into each ward and tell the counselor, who you're elected the DA counselor, to sit at home and do butter all and do nothing.
Well, so if memory serves me correctly, the ANC council did nothing as well.
It doesn't matter. I'm not bothered about him. He's not my counselor, he's not my son. You understand, uncle, myself. I, as a deputy mayor, I have come to a meeting in Reservoir Hills concerning crime. Now, there's no crime there that the city of Kay have told me about. Don't talk about service delivery.
Why?
It's not my job.
Why? It is not. Yes, it is not your job. But
no,
you can't control the councillors and see whether they get it done.
I can't control the councillor. A DA councillor, I cannot control. He's not my councillor. He doesn't come under the ANC. If he was an ANC, we would tell the ANC people that remove him because he's not doing his work.
He is doing his work. He is doing his work, but he is getting cut off at the knees. Because he is DA, I think he's getting cut off at the knees. He cannot perform his duty.
That's not my problem. If you have a problem with the counselor and the ward counselor, he's cut off knees or whatever he's done to him, you find the city manager and you talk about him. Don't put me in the picture. I'm not your counselor.
I did not just put you in the picture, madam. It was you. I spoke to the city manager. I put
writing out into the helicopter. Of course I went. Why? Because your story was my indaba. I went, I saw the bridges, and I worked on it. That's what I do. I'm on the double woman who does the job. I'm not one who shirks. So service delivery is not my job. If someone calls to tell me that the counselor is not working, I will then find out who is the counselor. DA counselor, fine. Point me to the DA. ANC counselor, okay. I'll listen to you and I'm going to tell the ANC. But don't make me your service delivery in the ward. It doesn't make sense. I'm not there for service delivery.
Okay, I'm not making you a service delivery in my ward. I just watched a video of you talking about service delivery. I mean, what are you doing? You're contradicting yourself.
No, I will not. I will talk about service delivery holistically. I can't come to a ward and worry about cleaning up your place. What do you think the counselor must do then? He's got a bloody job to do. He must do the job. Pick him out. Go and pick him out. I'm doing mine where I'm the chairperson of security. Rock throwing, security, crime, that's my job. I have to do all that. I can't pay attention to service delivery. You saw the video, it would have been a basic thing where if someone is complaining, they would complain to me nicely, in a respectable way, not pick on my words.
We have been talking respectfully for a while now.
I never ever got an email from you. So don't pick me out. I'm warning you. Don't pick me out.
That's got nothing to do with you personally.
It's nothing. Look at the letter. You are rude. You, as a woman, you are so rude to write to the mayor about me. One woman to another woman. That's ridiculous. The mayor won't even...
I don't care about me being a woman. I am talking about the community here that needs help from government.
You talk about the community, you sit with your counselor. Okay? I'm out of it. I'm not there to answer to you for anything.
100%. 100%. 100%. Yeah. Thank
okay.
you. Bye. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Your call has been...